T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Going into this offseason, last year, start out the year not as a starter, finish the year as a starter. Is that how you just sort of approach the offseason, thinking like, okay, want to keep that position start to finish this year?
I don't really think necessarily about like starting or not starting. I definitely just think about preparing for a long season. Different roles just pop up. Like last year, I found myself playing left field, playing second base, third base, first base. So just preparing my body for a long season, being prepared for whatever they ask. You know, if I come off the bench, I want to be ready in that role. If I start, I want to be ready in that role. So just prepare for a long season because, you know, every year it seems like different things happen and you can't predict how a season's going to play out. So, yeah, bottom line is I just try and prepare like I'm going to help the team win baseball games or whatever fashion that needs to be.
So previous off seasons, you wouldn't have been working on playing the outfield. Was that something you did put any attention to, thinking that that's on the table potentially again this year?
No, I reached out and asked if that was something I need to, because last year it definitely it just kind of like happened real quick, and I haven't played left field since like I think 2017. So I definitely wanted to be prepared if that was something that was going to pop up, and it sounded like that probably won't. That was not going to be a thing this year, so or at least I was told to prepare like I'm, you know, playing third base, and so that's where I put my my focus.
So what sort of stuff did you work on for third base then? I mean, the defense is something that I know you've talked about before, always wanted to continue to improve. Was there any specific focus to that this offseason?
There's definitely, I put a lot of focus on it. But I feel like I have in the past too, but it's just different trying to be obviously you work on foot speed and all that stuff, but I mean, I'm 27 years old. I don't know if I'm going to necessarily become the quickest guy over an off season. So trying to gain a step in different ways. So like, you know, preparing with who's on the mound and who's in the plate, you know, like where's he likely to hit it, you know, anticipating better. That's a big thing. Trying to gain steps within the game. So not necessarily, you know, just bottom line is trying to get quicker, but trying to find which ways I can do that, whether it's positioning. So making sure I'm in an ideal position to where the guy at the plate's most likely going to hit it, or taking into factors like who's on the mound, you know, what kind of pitches they have. So what kind of misses they might produce from the guy at the plate. I don't think I did the best. I know I didn't do a good job of anticipating, and that's something I put a focus on of, all right, let's work on, you know, the fundamentals and doing all that stuff and trying to lock those in so that, but I feel like for the most part, I've been pretty good at, if I get to the ball and make the play, have a pretty good arm accurate wise. So I feel like my strength has been my, kind of like my ability to catch and throw. And if I get a glove on it, usually get the guy out. So how do I, get more gloves on the ball, you know, how do I get to more balls?
Now at the plate last year, it seemed like you really came into your own, and towards the latter part of the year you hit more against lefties than you had previously before. Is that something you feel more comfortable? You got a few more bats there last year that not so much a platoon situation, or where if a lefty's on the mound you come out, because it seemed like against lefties you found success as well.
Yeah, I've hit lefties my whole life, so it was a little bit of an adjustment at 18 going from so like for an example in a series, like if you got, we go to the Cubs and they lined up three lefties, I probably would be coming off the bench all three of those games. So I had to adjust on how to like kind of stay in, you know, like timing and do all that. And I felt like last year it helped to get some more reps off guys, just kind of stay in the groove of things. But yeah, I mean, I'm always trying to improve on, you know, like approach against lefties, how to maybe, you know, utilize some more power off lefties and not just, you know, trying to, you know, get base hits. Obviously, that's always the goal, but trying to maybe work a little bit better approach off lefties is always something I work on every year. But for the most part, I feel like I can definitely hit lefties. I know I can. I just need to go out and, you know, do it. I think I was grateful to have more of an opportunity to do it last year.
All right, last one. First impression of Shelton and the new staff. Have you gotten a chance to really sit down with him yet?
I got a chance to talk to him a little bit on the phone and then saw him at Pirate Fest, but getting here in spring training is awesome. Everybody's obviously in a really good mood with the season about to start, spring training about to start. So it's just a really good feel around here. I think we're going to see some big changes and just in like the culture and the atmosphere, at least that's what it sounds like, that's what it looks like, so I'm excited for that. Really looking forward to working with those guys. I had, like, you know, I'm sure everybody did, but I had guys who had any history with a lot of the staff texting me from other teams that I knew saying, like, you're going to love them and you're really going to have fun over there. And those guys are, you know, awesome. So, I'm excited.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.